Me? You mean left of camera, that's my right.
Yes. I'll get mixed up.
Stage right.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Ed, some months ago you suggested that American producers of films, television documentaries, ought to be careful about the product that they send abroad. That's all part of the image of America. Now that we're going to have an international communications satellite, have you re-examined this thought of yours?
I have indeed, and I still feel as I did then. No matter what means of communication you use, the real question is what to say and how to say it. And if you could move at a greater distance, at greater speed, that basic problem still remains.
Well, Ed, who is to decide, really, content? The receiving end, the sending end, the private company, the government? How do you solve that problem?
Well, I think there is a considerable misunderstanding, Dave, about this experimental satellite. There seems to be an impression that the signal will come down to the individual receiver, and as you know, it won't. It must go down to a ground receiving station, which means that the national communication system, whether it's government or private, will determine what appears on the viewer's screen. So this is not such a revolution in terms of being able to break through artificial barriers with news and information, because the essential control is still going to be exercised by that receiving station on the ground.
Will it, in your guess, exert more pressure on other governments to let it through simply because it's there and people demand it?
I think it may, but I think we'll just have to wait and see.
Would you say the main problem then, Ed, is not technology, but contact and context?
Precisely. You summed it up in two words as well as it could be done, David.
And how do we figure out, really, what to do about context, Ed? I've worried about this for many years on both sides of the fence. Who decides what America's image should be?
Well, I hope it never comes to the point of any one individual or one agency or one government department deciding it, because the American image is many images, and I think we must have variety. We must have conflict. We must have argument. And I think for any individual or any agency to try to create an image would be fatal to everything we stand for, don't you?
Yes, I do, Ed, and I remember well all these years when you worked for CBS, you criticized the government. Now you work for the government, you criticize the private industries.
Well, not exclusively. some of the criticizing I do now is done privately, not in public, David. That's the basic difference.
Thank you very much, Ed Morrow. I don't know if we keep that or not. We not go up that. All right. Am I off mic? A little bit.
I got a little mic sticking out of the phone. Would you move it back a little bit?
Which one?
The tall one.
Enough?
A little more, please. That's fine. I just remember not to move too much, Dave.
I'll hold steady.
The left came out fine.
All right. Ed, some months ago you suggested that the producers of films and television documentaries ought to be careful about the product that they send overseas. It was all part of the image of America. Do you still think so now that we have a communication satellite?
Yes, I do indeed. I think what I said then, Dave, was that they should have regard not only for the income, but for the impact of what we distribute. But I also said at the same time, as you remember, that no government agency or department and no bureaucrat should ever be given the authority to control what is exported from this country.
Well, what about the governments that are going to be receiving the other product at the other end?
Well, those who operate a national communication system will obviously still be able to control what appears on the screen or on the medium wave radio in their own country, because this signal must be picked up by a ground station. But as you suggested, I think it is quite possible that when this becomes operational, it may exert a certain pressure on governments to ease the restrictions a little bit, because their people will be curious and they'll want to see.
It would be very difficult not to put that signal through from outer space. I'd imagine that would be a big boost for Voice of America.
Well, Shortwave radio, for us, will still remain the one method of reaching people behind the Iron Curtain, despite their efforts to interfere and jam it. But so far as any means of communication is concerned, we use them all, as you know. But we want them, one, to be effective, and two, to be cheap.
Talking about cheap, do you think you're going to be able to afford to use this new communication satellite?
I don't know. No one knows what the rates will be. No one knows what the future development of the whole complex will be.
Will the United States Information Agency have any word in the operation, in any form of the new satellite system?
Presumably not, Dave.
That belongs in the province of the FCC.
That's right.
And what about content? Are you still going to try to bring pressure upon private industry to project the kind of image that you would like to see now that you're on this other side of the desk?
Well, we will continue to see how persuasive we can be, David, but that's all we're entitled to do.
Ed, in the 20 years I've known you now, you seem to feel, if I'm not misquoting you, that criticism and controversy is part of the stuff of government. When you worked for us, you criticized the government all the time. Now you work for the government and you spend a good deal of time criticizing the private industry.
No, well, there's a basic difference. In those days, my criticism was uttered in public, and now some of it is uttered in private, Dave. But I still believe that criticism is healthy and useful.
Thank you very much, Ed Morrow.
Pleasure, Dave.